At this moment, I don't feel complete. I've always been myself. I've always been true to my heart. I've always been, you know, that independent young lady. And, you know, I'm growing to be a woman. You know, in the past 2 years, ever since I got exposure, you know, publicly, I realized that I'm becoming a woman. And I'm starting to see more fake people. I'm starting to recognize all the people who do not deserve, you know, my attention and my respect. That, and also I'm starting to recognize the more beautiful things in life, how beautiful people really are. I can recognize a true heart from a mile away, you know what I mean? Like, I can taste ambition and passion in my work. You know, you can feel it, but I can feel it so much to the point where the rest of the world feels it, and that's why I am who the fuck I am, you know what I mean? And that's why people really, they really look up to me, and they really show me love and respect me, because they can see that I'm changing and I'm growing, but I'm still the same motherfucker, same motherfucking little hustler girl from Toronto, you know? And I hold it the fuck down, and that's who I'm always gonna be. But at the end of the day, in this industry, you know, the hardest thing is to stay true to yourself when there's so much evil and fake shit going on, and there's nothing you can do but just keep your head up, for real, and show love and pay respect where it's due. And at the end of the day, no matter what happens to me, I wake up every day. You know, after every dark night, there's a brighter day, feel me? And so you wake up, you're alive, you know? You gotta count your blessings. Like, I don't complain about this shit. I don't complain about problems or if shit turns hard or whatever. I wake up every day and I keep going and I keep going and I keep fucking going. Even after a bullet, even after I was broke, even after this and that and having no food or nothing. You know, me and my family, I keep going and I will never, ever stop.